So says the Mechaber, Hayat Sarich in the Kavav Al Yispala. If the person feels the need to go to the bathroom, then they shouldn't daven. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nalef, why shouldn't you daven? Dichsiv, Hikol Nikras Elokecha Yisrael. You should prepare yourself, like a Lashon of Hachana, to call, to greet your God. Ksiv Shemor Raglecha Kasher Telech El Beis Elokim. Guard yourself, your feet, as you're walking to the house of Hashem. Amr Chazal, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmor Nekavecha, you have to preserve, guard your openings. B'shash Ata Oimei B'tzvilu Fale. Meaning, it's not respectful to be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you feel like you have to leave and go, you know, relieve yourself. Right? So then the Mechaber continues, he says, Ve'im Hispalel Tefiloso Toeva. And if you, now let's say for the minute we're talking here about you have to make gedolim. But if you did daven, your tefillah is an abomination. And you have to go back and repeat again. Mishmur says in Beis, you'd have to repeat. Right, what we just said. This is if not that you felt you had to urinate, you had to make a gedolim. Right, if you would feel the need to urinate, and you held yourself, you didn't, but you still felt the need while you were davening, so there is an opinion that says that you, at b'di'evet, that does count, right? Yesh cholken, and some argue on this. If you look in the Dirshu, he brings down over here this idea, who's arguing? L'maisa, what do we do? So kosa v'bir halakha, we'll see that in a second. It says, she'ein koch b'din l'achriya. We're not sure. how do you be machriya the shayla? V'hara v'liyashuv, since it happens to be a machlokis, yachzor v'hispalil. One should, in fact, if they feel the need to urinate, go back and daven a second time. V'yitnu, and you should make it tonight. The condition would be like this: shim einu chayiv. If really I didn't need to do this additional tefila, yeah, b'toras nadova. All right, it should be a tefilas nadova, and not because I was yotzi already with my first shmona esrei. So let's see what this background that the Dirshu is quoting over here in the Bir Halacha. If you look, it's about, I don't know, 10 lines down. He says, it begins, Tzarech lachzor el hispalel. This is going on the line in the Mechaber, right? It says that if you did feel the need to go to the bathroom, and you never had, were able to hold it in, and you go away to Avid, you have to repeat it, it's a toiva. Says the Bir Halacha, Ein Mishnah Berurah, Inyan Ketanim. Okay, that's if you felt like you had to urinate, you saw that there's machlokis. D'yesh Omrim, Kama V'hu Mogin Avram v'chay Adam Sovrim she'ein tzorech lachzor l'hispalel b'di'evet. You shouldn't have done it, but that's what the word b'di'evet means, right? If we pronounce it correctly, it would be b'di'avad, after the fact. You did it, okay, done. V'yesh omrim basro hu ha'eli rabo derech chayim v'hiskim tzorech lachzor l'hispalel. So those are the opinions that hold you have to go back. V'ein koch v'yedein l'hachriya b'dehem. We're not sure who is correct. This is what Eliyashu was quoting. Ki af del Eli Rabba Havi Bishem Chuvas Rashba, Chuvas Ramah, Menachem Azaria, Miponom, the Sovereign Kvase, the whole like him, you should yes go back. Ein Magin Giborim, say from Amor Mordechai, Shehevi Harbe Shito Shabrishonim, Sovereign Kavana, the Magin Avraham. The Magin Avraham was the sin that you do have to go back. No, wait, that's the backwards. I'm sorry, I flipped it. Yeah, the Magen Rav holds was one that you do not have to go back. The Daitam, according to that, Afila im lo yochol ligmor tfiloso. The emse hischilu meiraglaim, Leos shosasin albirkov, and he actually urinates during the middle of his shmonez. He couldn't hold in. Afilu hochi achakach poskin hameiraglaim, after, while the meiraglaim is coming out, that's a deraisa. But after the meiraglaim has already stopped coming out, that's now durabonon. Tzarech lachslis paolo, let's feel lost. He has to go back and continue. Ein tzarech lachzor rak m'makom shepasach. He just goes back to where he stopped. Afilu im ha'yodeya mitachila shetzarech l'nakom ein sham. That's a big chiddush. That even if you felt you had to go beforehand, you thought you could hold it in, you couldn't. Right? I was discussing this with Rabbi Osher Bush, and he was saying, we're not living in 2021. Imagine living in 1721. Okay, and what does that mean? We're not talking about dogma things, but imagine a woman's nursing a baby. They didn't have to change of clothes with it. And while the mother is nursing, the baby pishes. The baby goes to the bathroom on the mommy's shirt or whatever it is like that. They didn't have another change of clothes to go into. So what's the din about davening when your begadim are soiled like that? So here you see there's shir, that's earlier, I think it's in Ayin Vav, maybe Ayin Zayin, Ayin Tess, around there, about Tzoah in the Eraglim. But here, in terms of the needs of the person to daven, so then there is a shita in the Rishonim, brought down, that technically speaking, that would not be ma'akim. You shouldn't have done it, but if you did, then the tefillah counts. Okay, let's go back inside into the Mechaber for a minute. On the top line, Hani mili she'eni yachol hamid atzmo shir hiluch parsa. How do you think a parsa is? How many minutes would you put that at?
Right.
Parsa's four meal, 72 minutes, right? An hour and 12 minutes you have. 72. You're able to hold it in that long. Aval im yochel hamid atzmo shir parsa yotz b'diavad. If you could hold it in, man, this is going back on the toeva part, right? You felt like you had to need, but you feel like you have to need. So, meaning if you're driving in the car and you had a bathroom here, you'd pull over. But you don't have a bathroom. Okay, so I'll keep driving. And I can wait. Aval lechadchila, but best practice, lo yispalo ad sheyivdoi katzmo, techili ofe. One should not daven. Good morning, good chodesh. One should not daven until they check themselves beforehand. So, let's look in the Mishnah Berurah in Hey. Aval lechadchila. What does that mean? Rotsa loymar afilu yochel latzor ba'atzmo yoisem yiparsa. Right? You could wait a long time. You could wait an hour and a half. You could wait 2 hours. But kevan shehu margish ba'atzmo kitzash etzarech l'nakla. You feel the need. You have to go to the bathroom. Safili im ayidei zesh nake es atzmo lo yiyeh yuchel ispal im hatzibur. I have a question now. I have a conflict of interest. If I go to the bathroom now, I'm going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. Miss the minion. Go to the bathroom and you'll miss the minion. Now we'll talk about in a second what happens if only it's in the Mishnah Berurah, let's just speak it out. If you're gonna miss Zman Kriya Shema, Zman Tfila, right? However, Im Roa Sha'a Yide Ze Shayivdok at Yavor Zman Tfila Lagamre. Not shot that I'm gonna miss minion, I'm gonna miss Tfila the Zmanah. So in his scheme, Hamogin Avrim Shari Achronim Shemutil Hispala Imhu Mishar Ba'atzmo Yuchalatzor Shir Shah V'Chomesh. So then, in that case, with the questions on if I'm going to miss the minion, I'm going to miss davening, I could wait it. I feel the need to go to the bathroom, but then I could still. You should, in that case, daven beforehand, because if not, afterwards you're going to miss the davening with the minion, which we spoke about a little bit last week about you know the din of davening with the minion. Okay, and then the last part is the Ramah. Adds the Ramah an interesting idea. V'chol hanitzrich l'mekov osur afilu b'divrei Torah. Anybody who feels the need to go to the bathroom is not allowed. It says b'divrei Torah. So does that mean I can't think in learning? Or no? Well, I'll finish up. Kol zman shegufu meshukatz min hanikovim, that you have to. So look at this in the... Where is it? Vav, afilu b'divrei Torah, kol shekein b'kriya shma u'shar brachos. So I can't say Torah, and still I can't say kriya shma or any other brachos. B'dievad mashma midivrei haprima godim she'ein tzarich lachzu likros. But if you did, you're giving yotzi b'dievad chen kos haramban b'milchomos. What does this mean about, you know, in the Nishmas Avraham on this simon he discusses? Well, that would be the same thing if you had a ruach raw. There's a foul odor. There's tzoah. There's all these other types of things that are being ma'akev. Shegufo meshukatz. That's in Zion. Afilu im einum is ave kolkach. Right. Let's say you have to go to the bathroom. It's not like, you know, sometimes you feel pressed. You're like, I really got to go to the bathroom. But you know, the other kids is like, you know, when I get home, I'll go to the bathroom. Different levels of pressure. The person feels like they have to leave themselves. But if you felt it really much, so shehei bo meshum baal tishak. That's a real problem. Make your person fashik tatmi. He's disgusting. Because since you can't wait these 72 minutes, then you then that's a problem. Ubeparsa mutra afilu b'kriya shema. Right? You're allowed to say the shema. Shar tshuva la'el simin vav sof simin hey machmir b'zeh ve'imhu milame torah l'rabim odorish. You're a rebbe or you're giving a drasha. And now you feel in the middle of the shiur, or in the middle of the drasha, you feel you have to stop and go to the bathroom and make gedolim. You're allowed to do, what's it called? You're allowed to hold yourself in. Right? The Baal Teshaktu, who rak isur durabonon, right? That's a din durabonon, umipnei kvod habrios nidche. And that's an important yisod, that on a, based on the Gemara in Brachos, that if a person, is allowed to violate a din durabonon for kavod habrios, you can't violate duraisa. Lamashal, what would be an example of that? The person, has to go to the bathroom. Now really, the Gemara says you're supposed to, they didn't have toilet paper, they used to wipe themselves, they would clean themselves with stones. So stones on Shabbos are mukta. Obviously, but what? Process with the bathroom, and they didn't have the stones there. So then, what's my conflict over here? I had the din durabonon of mukta, and I had the kavod habrios. So the Gemara says clearly, kavod habrios is doiche the din durabonon. You're allowed to use these stones, even though the mukta to clean oneself. So who had din nami over here? It's batek shatzu, right? But that's a din durabonon, and it's kavod habrios. You know, the person's going to get down. They have to go to the bathroom, but they're going to stop in the middle of the shir. It's, you know. The Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, have I disappeared for 10 minutes? What's going to be? You know, it's embarrassing. So therefore, that's why that would be pushed aside. But again, these are some of the dinim about davening and saying Shema when a person feels the need to relieve themselves. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody.